Those planters finally rolling. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
This is the prettiest week that we've had all spring, so we're trying to get everything done we can possibly get done.
I think this week's our best-looking farm week we've had since we started the year. Looks like we can get a lot done this week.
Tennessee corn farmers are having their best planting days of the season. Until the past few days, they've been rained out, but now they're hoping to catch up from at least a two-week delay. Rance Barnes farms in Obion, Gibson, and Weakley counties.
In the wettest April we've had planting corn, and of course I'm probably a little bit behind my neighbors on planting right now. I'd say most of the hill corn's been planted just in the past few days right here in southern Obion County. We're just on the very front end. We planted just a little bit of corn the last week of March, and then we've been shut down since then. As of today, we're planting again, so we've probably only planted about 15% of our corn crop so far.
Barnes is running pretty much in line with the rest of farmers across the state, according to the latest crop progress report from the Tennessee Ag Statistics Service released on Monday. Only 17% of the corn crop had been planted, compared to 60% on the five-year average. Fellow Obion County producer Paul Albright says they're doing all they can to get the crop planted.
Ground just got saturated, and we're having to work everything up, just scratch it all up, try to get a little sun to hit it, but the sun won't hardly shine. It's just hard to get it to dry out, but we got to go. If we get there in the month of May, we'll have to start cutting some of that hill ground out. You know, it's too late. We'll have to start cutting some of that rougher ground out and just planting the bottoms in the irrigated ground. So we're trying to get it in as best we can.
Albright says he hopes to plant about 2,800 acres of corn this year, and hopefully the weather will cooperate over the next week or so to let him do that. Statewide, farmers are intending to plant 840,000 acres of corn. That's about 80,000 acres less than last year. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.